Chapter 43. Versace. It was now almost 7 in the evening. Grigory and Tom had left Lisa's place 3 hours earlier, their job still to provide backup and stay undercover. Earlier in the day, the NSA agent in charge had expressed his misgivings with regards to Lisa's 2 foreign friends loose in the city with weapons. Lisa, however, had already convinced her boss of the necessity for the covert support, and, for the moment, the infraction was overlooked. Jack had made the usual call to Nicole to assure her all was well. He had, of course, omitted to report on the events in the barn, and the subsequent encounter with the 2 would-be assassins earlier in the day. His call to his brother Matthew did, however, include details of the attempted interrogation and intended disappearance of himself and Lisa. Matthew was intrigued how they had managed to escape their captivity. But Jack had not elaborated, and certainly did not mention any support from Grigory and Tom. Lisa was already waiting for him in the sitting room. "My, my, Mr. Castle, don't you scrub up well?" He grinned as he straightened the bow tie. "Why, thank you, ma'am. And may I say how wonderfully elegant you are looking in your Versace?" Lisa smiled, not surprised he recognised the designer gown. "How's the suit fit?" Jack looked down and fastened the single button on the jacket. He adjusted the sliver of white handkerchief in the breast pocket and said, "Fits fine. It's a great evening suit, considering it's hired." "Okay then, hun. Shall we go to the ball?" He offered his arm, and she hooked her hand under his elbow. "Yes, ma'am."